evidence do we have that if you leave low-grade DCIS alone, it turns into breast cancer? Well, we've got virtually none either way. We could only find in the literature two series of patients who were diagnosed with low-grade DCIS and then not treated. These were both from the States, one from Memorial Sloan Kettering, the other from Nashville. And they were all patients who were diagnosed in the 1940s by a biopsy alone, which were reported as benign, and the patients had no treatment. The slides were subsequently reviewed for other purposes, and they were found that, in fact, they would have called it DCIS on retrospective review. And these patients were then contacted and followed up a very long time having passed. Less than half of these patients, and there was only 20-something in each group, went on to develop an ipsilateral invasive breast cancer. And interestingly, the ones that did so over a very long length of time, between 5 and 42 years. None of these patients would be eligible for the trial that we're proposing because they all presented during the 1940s symptomatically with a mass. And as you know, masses are usually related to high-grade DCIS, but it's the only evidence that we have.